People tend to share their most intimate secrets with their hairdressers. Come with us on Lotus FM as we make our final week's appointments with Top Cuts by Byron John Nell.
Has everyone gone now?
Yes, Belinda and Rather were the last ones and they have just left.
Good. Well, let's get on with this. I won't keep you too long. Sham, Leslie, please come in and sit down.
Leslie is just making coffee for everyone.
Wasn't today a nice day?
Nice to have everyone together again.
Coffee for anyone?
Thanks, Leslie.
So, Neville, the moment of truth. You are going to tell us what you've been up to, aren't you? This is what this meeting is all about, isn't it?
You said there was both good and bad news. Can we choose which we would like to hear first?
Well, I kind of had in mind what I wanted to say.
Neville, please just tell us however you want. But please, for goodness sake, spill the beans.
I've got AIDS.
You've got what?
For goodness sake, Neville, you of all people should know about protection.
I know, and believe me, I do know. When I found out about this, I was completely blown away. I'm not a drug addict who shares needles either. But I did have a blood transfusion fairly recently.
A blood transfusion?
When?
When I had that car crash in Zimbabwe at the beginning of the year.
Oh, no.
I was in hospital in Harare for a week, remember? I'm calling it Mugabe's revenge. You know, because of the fact that he doesn't like gays. Me being gay and given tainted blood.
Can't you do something? Sue or something?
This is not good. It's the last thing I was expecting you to say.
We were kind of thinking along the lines of you wanting to retire.
Or maybe even a career change, but not this.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, Neville, this is terrible news.
Please don't cry. I'm battling to keep a grip myself.
It's not a death sentence, you know. You can live with it. You don't have to let it beat you.
Believe me, I'm not going to let it. But I am going to embrace a change in lifestyle. Some of the appointments I've had have been with doctors. Others have been with people in the hairdressing industry. You were partly correct earlier when you said you thought I wanted to retire. I do. I'm going to.
Oh, Neville.
I think I've done my bit for this industry. It's been good to me. I've enjoyed it all. But I think it's time for a change now.
What's going to happen to the salon? What's going to happen to us?
Now, calm down. There are two ways this can go. I have been talking to the Heads Up hairdressing chain. You know, they own about 20 salons nationally. Dear Terry Glenn has been bugging me to sell the salon to him for ages now. He's dying to have it under his brand.
That's going to be a very interesting change.
He only wants it on condition all of you remain working here.
At least he realizes that without us, this place is nothing.
Oh, I think he realizes that only too well.
Has he offered a lot of money?
The money's not the issue, yeah? My concern is that everyone walks away a winner. I'm more concerned about you than Terry Glenn.
So, are you asking us whether we'll be happy working for him?
That is very important to me.
I've got nothing against Terry.
It'll be like working for a big corporation.
Your lateness will become a problem, Leslie.
He's mentioned that he would like Vina to manage the salon, if he bought it.
In that case, your lateness will definitely become a problem.
Vina, the manageress.
Don't you think I could do the job?
Quite the opposite. You'd be very good at the job.
But before you all get excited, there is another option.
What might that be?
I could offer the salon to the three of you.
You're not serious. You mean the three of us being partners?
It's not such a crazy idea, if you think about it.
That way, it would be our thing. Not much would change.
I need a change. I have other interests I'd like to pursue at this point in my life. Indulge myself a bit. That might sound selfish, but in a way I think I deserve it. However, it's important to me that you guys continue in a way that will be beneficial to you. Your happiness is important to me.
How long do we have to think about all this? I mean, we can't just agree to the whole thing. You'll have to give us a bit of time to decide.
You probably want a lot for the salon.
We can come to a mutually acceptable price. Personally, I would love you three to take over, not some outsider. But that decision is entirely yours.
Have you had a second opinion on this AIDS thing? Are you absolutely sure you've got it?
Dear, dear Leslie, unfortunately, yes. I've had the best medical attention. Come on, chaps, don't make this difficult. The good part of it is that I'm going to fight this virus.
That's a spirit.
It's not going to get me down, and it shouldn't get you down either. There's now a chance you can all be your own bosses. Come on, the future doesn't seem all that bad. We've got the Durban Design Awards coming up. Let's make the most of it and rise to the occasion. It's going to be my swan song, so please, don't let me down. Agreed?
For you, dear Neville, we'll do our best.
That's my girl.
That was another episode in this hair salon drama by Byron John Nell. Join us again tomorrow on Lotus FM as we make a further appointment with Top Cuts.